Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 33 of the Peer Geek Podcast. And as always, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. And I really want to thank you for tuning in and sort of helping the podcast grow in the last few weeks. And the reason being is directly related to people actually following along and leaving a review. And that's all I can absolutely ask for. And what I mean is it just really does help people discover the show, and in turn means that we can make the message known to more people, we can have more guests on, we can sort of do a whole lot more in bringing value to the listeners, which includes you. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be diving into probably one of the very first sort of things I ever did using a mobile device, and that was sort of utilizing it for my own personal organization, for record keeping, tracking attendance, and sort of behavior checking and those sorts of things. So it's actually one of the key central roles that I think teachers do, but still there's an enormous amount of people that are sort of not utilizing some of today's tools to their true advantages. So I'm looking forward to taking you through the various tools that I use and the various tools that I know other PE teachers use to help them organize teams, keep track of who's here, who's not, help plan their lessons, and everything else in between. Now, over the course of the years, I have had the fortune of helping a lot of teachers get started with mobile devices and various tools in their PE classroom. And one of the first approaches I take is to try and make them as familiar as possible with the device so that they're comfortable with using it, so that they can see that it's helping them with efficiency and effectiveness and those sorts of things, so that then they have the confidence to actually start to use it innovatively. And this basically means that the very first thing I usually get people to do is to start to actually substitute some of the various things that they're doing in other ways. Now, for example, this would mean something like attendance capture. Now, it's no shortage of attendance apps on the App Store. Obviously, you can do this exact same process in a traditional manner with like a piece of paper or a chronicle or a diary or something along those lines. But when trying to actually convince and to teach people about using a device and being able to sort of confidently use it, it's a great sort of segue into that new world. So for me, one of the very first things I ever did personally and continue to do is to track attendance on my iPad. Now, initially, this revolved around me using the app called Attendance, which I absolutely loved, and it was great because you could track attendance on a mobile device, and I always had my mobile device with me, so I was able to keep really good records of who was here, the different things that applied to that particular day, whether or not they had a change of gear and those sorts of things, and it was fantastic. However, as the iPad was released, I realized that I needed my attendance across multiple devices. So any sort of solution that made this possible for me to either take attendance on my iPhone and my iPad and have it sync between devices would be certainly recommended. And this led me to actually building one of my most downloaded iPhone, iPad, Android apps that I've ever done. And this particular app is known as Easy Attendance Pro, and you can head along to thepeergeek.com/attendance and see exactly what this app is. Basically, it is one of the most simplest apps I've ever built. It lets you create class lists. You can add all your students in. But most importantly, that applies to a PE teacher, is that you can change the statuses for the different levels of attendance that you want that student to or that class to have. So, I mean, one of the most popular things that people add as a status is no kit, or, you know, no change of gear or injured or sick or something along those lines. And it's completely up to the person who's teaching the class. But then you've got the ability to track a really easy approach of keeping record of all those various different elements. Over time, you add in the various things that you want to record. You can take pictures of notes, etc., and you come up with a comprehensive list of attendance for individual classes, overall classes, and you can send these out as reports to anyone via email or to a Dropbox or Google Drive account. So Easy Attendance Pro is one of the first apps that I ever try and convince people to use, not because it's mine. I mean, that's always good, but because it is a great way to substitute something that all teachers are probably going to have to do. But it also serves to really get them, you know, familiar with how to use an app and how to send emails inside of it, and sort of become confident and comfortable about how it is that they're going to be able to use this device in the future. Now, one of the features inside of Easy Attendance Pro that I built specifically for physical education teachers was the ability to randomize students and randomize teams inside of the app itself. Now, this is great in that, you know, you can quickly, with one button, put students into groups of two or three, etc. However, that's basically all the randomization will let you do. If you're interested in sort of taking this to the next level, then you absolutely cannot go past the app known as TeamShake. Now, TeamShake is an instant download for any teacher who's just got their iPad or just, you know, their mobile device, and they want to actually sort of break students up into teams of, you know, one team, two teams, all the way up to teams, you know, into the 30s and 40s. And the best part about it is that you can put a little bit of planning into the sort of teams that you want it to produce. So basically what this means is you can sort of set it so that certain students don't work together, so that, you know, certain students do work together, and all those sorts of little things that we know are important when trying to group students into a situation. And this is really, really intuitively done inside of TeamShake. Now, the app itself hasn't really been updated in a fair while. It still looks really simple and really basic, but it does what it needs to do. It is the easiest way to group students automatically, or automagically, as I like to say, and, you know, sort of helps you speed up that process in a really sort of fun and sort of, you know, intuitive way. Now, it's called TeamShake because, you know, there's a hat on the screen, and when you click it, it sort of shakes, and then all the teams are basically there with the individuals who are going to compete inside of the various teams organized for you. So I certainly recommend going and checking out TeamShake. It's certainly a great organizational tool, and you can head along to thepeergeek.com/TeamShake to see that in action. Now, once you've got your students into to different teams, obviously you can get started with your lesson, and they can be playing against each other and doing whatever it is that you're looking to do in your classroom. But across that particular point in time, you might want to track things such as items they do well, their behavior, positive and negative attributes that are associated with their time in the classroom. And one of the best and most exciting ways that you can do this is with the app known as Class Dojo. Now, I probably shouldn't say that it's just an app, because it actually technically is a web app, but it also has a mobile app that goes with it. You simply create your classes inside of Class Dojo, and then very easily are able to give students positive and negative points based on various actions that they do in the classroom. Now, the really exciting thing about it is that each student has their own little profile that shows them all of the positive things they've done, if you're rewarding positive points, and all of the negative things that have sort of, you know, impacted on their overall score. And using this particular method, you're able to actually collect an objective set of data about their behavior. And depending on how much sort of planning you do beforehand, you can actually create custom little badges almost that you can award to students for various things that they do throughout the time in your class. Now, I think probably the most exciting thing about Class Dojo is how well it is designed for classes. I mean, that is the bottom line. So it really does understand exactly how schools work, that there's multiple teachers, that parents are part of this equation, and it sort of brings them together in this really cohesive manner so that all students are added under a, you know, overall sort of class account. Multiple teachers can be associated with multiple students. You've also got the ability to invite parents along, and with one click, you can download the PDF letters which you send home, which invite parents to download the Class Dojo app, enter in a unique code, and follow along with their students' progress. Now, imagine this, that your parents are at home, you're using Class Dojo, you're giving positive and negative, you know, points to students for various things that they're doing. And immediately, parents are actually seeing this, you know, through push notifications. They can sort of instantly see the progress of their students in a week, over a course of an entire month, and they can see how that person's behavior and so on is improving. And all you are doing is basically tapping on the student during class and awarding a point or deducting a point for whatever sort of, you know, thing that you thought they did well or didn't do so well. And as I mentioned, those badges are completely customizable and you can sort of change them to suit your needs. This is taken even further in that you can actually use Class Dojo almost like a portfolio tool so that you can send a picture or a voice message as a broadcast to every single parent who is connected to your particular class, or you can, you know, do a more private message to one parent that includes pictures and photos and so on surrounding their particular student. So Class Dojo is amazing. I think probably the most exciting thing about it is just how simplistic it is, how well they've thought out the actual app, how well it does what it's in, you know, intended to do. And it's almost really student friendly in that they utilize these nice characters, these little, you know, characters that have been designed, and they're sort of unique to the student. So every time a student, you know, is part of receiving, you know, positive or negative points, it applies it to their little character or their little avatar, which, you know, goes through the journey with them. So it's really exciting, really empowering, and definitely a great way to communicate this to students, parents, other teachers, and sort of keep an overall snapshot of the positive and negative behaviors that students do. And it works well in a PE setting because there's lots of opportunities to actually observe the behavioral sort of elements. And realistically, there's not a lot of ways in which you can do this objectively. I mean, we can take some sort of subjective measures of behavior, but Class Dojo actually allows you to gather objective data relating to how people are behaving, and that's really powerful stuff. Now, another one of my favorite apps, which, to be honest, I had completely forgotten about until recently, is StickPick. And StickPick is sort of the reimagination of something that teachers have done for a long time, and that is get a collection of Paddle Pop sticks, you know, or, you know, ice cream sticks, put a student's name on it, and draw them out of some sort of container, and there you have it, a random student's name that you can call on for a question. However, StickPick takes this to the next level by enabling you to not only randomize the asking of a question to a student, but to actually rate students on the sort of level of question that they're likely to be able to complete. So this basically uses the Bloom's taxonomy. So starting right at the bottom, you've got students who are probably more capable and able to do basically, you know, describe type questions. And then you've got students who are probably more likely to be able to answer questions at the top end of the Bloom's taxonomy. And you basically put this into the app. And when you randomly pick a student the next time in class, it will give you a really easy way to sort of guide them in the types of questions that you should ask them based on their ability. So for example, for a student that I just recently added to StickPick, I said that they would only really be capable of answering the lower order questions such as knowledge. And when their name is randomly picked out of the stick pile, or the stick pick as it's known, it gives me some question stems which I can use, such as, can you point to the, where is the, can you find the, yes or no, what is, which is, why is, etc. And you obviously fill in the blanks related to whatever the content is that you're actually doing, but it gives you this great basis for actually picking someone and you know, making sure that the questions are really appropriate to what it is that you're trying to achieve. Now, the best part about StickPick is that it takes this to the next level. So not only will it guide you through asking appropriate questions, but when you've asked it, you simply click the assess button and you can say whether they were correct, whether they were incorrect, and to what sort of a level their answer was completed. So in my case, if I asked, you know, who is the president of the United States, and someone said Barack Obama, and you know, you could say that the answer was correct and it was clear and accurate or insightful and confident. It wasn't sort of partial understanding. And over time, you can actually start to quantify a lot of these particular students and the types of questions that they've been answering and asking and all those sorts of things in your PE classroom. Another great way to capture this objective data about different things that you're doing in a PE setting. Now, sure, you can achieve this without the app, simply by asking questions and then just remembering what it is and how it is that students responded. But by using something like StickPick, you're doing the exact same thing, but you're actually starting to keep record of and using the device in a really powerful way. Now, another thing that teachers do that can be translated into a mobile version and a mobile experience or technological-based application is lesson planning. There's a number of different tools that you can use, one in which I have built myself, known as Easy Planner. Now, if you're familiar with any of the other Easy apps that I've brought out, as I mentioned, Easy Attendance Pro before, they're very similar in looks and style and sort of the way in which you do various functions. And Easy Planner is, without a doubt, probably one of the proudest things I've ever built. And it basically began life completely for me, but I realized that there would probably be other people who wanted a tool along these lines as well. And over the last sort of 6 months since it's been released, we've grown to well over 50,000 active users, which is really nice. Now, Easy Planner is completely free to use. All you need to do is head along to easyplannerapp.com, where you can sign up and get using it straight away to plan your lessons. The most exciting thing about it is it's not just an iPhone, iPad, Android app. It is 100% available through your web browser. Now, that's probably how I use it most myself personally. I plan all my lessons with it. It's sort of built on the premise of a 21st century classroom that you have, you know, various cloud-based tools that you want to connect with, such as Dropbox and Google Drive, Microsoft OneDrive, etc. It allows you to add resources and links from throughout the web and share and work collaboratively, I should say, in real time with other teachers as you plan lessons and connect resources to those lessons and so on. And the most exciting thing for me is that I can do it across any device that I want to plan from. And all I need to do is to log in and I can see my lessons, I can start planning, and then I know that if I head to my mobile device, those lessons are there ready for me to reference, or if I'm on my iPad, I can see the lessons. Wherever I am, it really doesn't matter. I can sort of use it and pass it on to someone. Now, in the instance where I might have a replacement teacher and I need to get the lesson plan to them, it's just a matter of clicking one button, which is the share button inside of Easy Planner, writing down the URL, and when they click it, they can see what you see, which is all of the attached resources, all of the lesson plan activities, notes, homework, etc., that you intend to do for that lesson. So Easy Planner is basically designed for recording what you're going to be doing in a PE lesson, completely free, and you can go and check it out at easyplannerapp.com. But I mention it because it is, again, something that we can do in a physical, you know, with a diary, any other sort of traditional tool. But as you start to progress down this digital path, you'll realize that these sorts of tools help make us more efficient. And the reason they do is because we're not tied to having to do those things in one particular location. You know, the very last thing that I ever turned digital was my lesson planning. And up until 6 months ago, I used to plan my lessons in a physical diary or chronicle. And that was because no tool I felt matched what I actually needed to do. But the real big downside to using the diary was that I actually had to be in that particular location to do it. So if I forgot my diary or lesson plan planning tool like I used to, because I was, you know, the only thing I did that was digital was that, I couldn't do it. And I had to try and amend to it and forget and remember what I was doing in the class the day before. And it's just a complete disaster. And it's nice to know that every single thing that I do is available in the digital space now. And that includes lesson planning, attendance, tracking behavior, communicating with parents, and everything else that is now part of the teaching world. Now, the final app I want to share with you before we disappear on episode 33 is probably seen as the culmination of all of the various apps and resources that we spoke about today. And it's called iDossio. Now, iDossio is held in high regard by many PE teachers across the planet, and probably not just PE teachers, but all sorts of teachers, because it does tend to combine a lot of the features that we've spoken about, such as attendance, lesson planning, you know, grouping of students, recording of behavior and various other elements into one app. Now, it is a little bit daunting to use, and I know a lot of people who have downloaded it based on the really good recommendation of other people and the success that they're having with the app, and then they never really get the most out of it because they just don't take the time to learn. Now, there are really two modes that you can do. There's the beginner sort of mode, which I strongly encourage people to check out before they sort of dive right into it. And then there's the advanced mode, if you are sort of, you know, a little bit more familiar when you've been using it for a while. But iDossio is great. It's something that, you know, a lot of people are getting value from. The thing that I don't like about it is that it is completely iPad centric. So there is no Android app. There is no capacity to use on your mobile device, such as your iPhone or other mobile device. There's no web interface, and it doesn't do all of the features that individually lots of these tools do on their own. So for example, you can track behavior and so on in iDossio, but you can't do it to the same scope that ClassDojo does. You can plan lessons, but there's no way that it's doing the same level of lesson planning that EasyPlanner does. So if you're looking for a tool that brings in an enormous array of features into one app and does it maybe at not so high of a level as some of the other apps do individually, then go and check out iDossio, and you can head along to thepeergeek.com/IDOCEO and you can download it. Alternatively, go and try the individual apps that we've looked at today, because individually they make for an amazing experience. Now, I really like having apps that have one particular function that they do really well. And the reason being is that the developers actually spend an enormous amount of time innovating in that space, trying new things, and ensuring that that app does that particular thing better than any other app. Whereas when you collectively chuck in every single possible feature into one app, the net result is usually a really sort of complex, difficult to use, and sort of, application that turns people away. And that really is sort of where iDossio is at. All right, now that brings us to the end of episode 33. I really hope that you got a lot out of it as we sort of went through and explored the various different ways that you can track attendance, keep organized, keep track of behavior, and all sorts of things related to the other stuff that we do as a teacher. I mean, teaching's part of it, obviously, but we have to do other things to help us. And a lot of these tools are about that. They're about improving efficiency, improving our effectiveness, and maybe even giving us more time so that we have, you know, extra time to dedicate to the actual teaching component. However, most importantly, a lot of these tools are about advocacy. And, you know, how exciting would it be if your parents and your community were receiving live updates, you know, surrounding the things that were happening in your classroom? And that certainly goes a long way to advocating why PE is important. And you're definitely going to blow other teachers away who aren't even sort of doing any sort of digital tools. So really something to look at and see how you can incorporate into your session. Now, in the next episode, we're going to be diving into portfolios and assessments and how you can sort of wrap these up into a really, really powerful and rich experience for your parents and community. Basically taking ClassDojo to the next level. All right, see you later.